اینک لحظه دیدار. امت حزب الله با قلب تپنده جهان اسلام، نایب بر حق امام زمان و ولی امر مسلمین، رهبر بزرگوار انقلابمون حضرت آیت الله العظمی خامنه ای فرا رسیده است.
بفرمایید. بفرمایید بفرمایید بنشینید که شروع کنیم. بفرمایید بفرمایید بنشینید. بفرمایید بفرمایید بنشینید. بفرمایید بفرمایید. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطهرين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين المعصومين المكرمين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. خداوند متعال را از اعماق جان سپاسگزارم که یک بار دیگر و یک سال دیگر این توفیق را عنایت فرمود که روز اول سال در کنار شما برادران و خواهران زائر و مجاور این سرزمین پاک و مقدس در کنار مرقد مطهر حضرت ابوالحسن علی بن موسی رضا صلوات الله و سلامه علیه باشم و از فیوضات این روز و از فرصت بزرگ دیدار شما برادران و خواهران عزیز بهره‌مند بشویم. اولا تبریک عرض می کنم حلول سال نو و عید نوروز را به همه ملت ایران، به شما برادران و خواهران عزیز و مطالبی رو در این مناسبت عرض می کنم. مطلب اولی که مورد نظر است که عرض بشود به مناسبت گذشتن 31 سال از استقرار نظام جمهوری اسلامی یک تعریف قرآنی از نظام مقدس اسلامی و از حکومت اسلامی است. اساس حکومت اسلامی و شاخص عمده این حکومت عبارت است از استقرار ایمان، ایمان به خدا، ایمان به تعالیم انبیا و سلوک در صراط مستقیمی که انبیا الهی در مقابل پای مردم قرار دادند. اساس ایمان است. فرستادن پیامبران الهی برای هدایت انسانها و ایجاد جوامع دینی و الهی در طول تاریخ تا امروز در درجه اول برای این مقصود است. لذا می فرماید انا ارسلناک شاهدا و مبشرا و نذیرا لتؤمنوا بالله و رسوله و تعزروه و توقروه و تسبحوه بکرتا و اصیلا. یعنی هدف از فرستادن پیغمبران الهی ایمان به خدا، دلبستن به ذات الهی و راه الهی و دلبستن به اون تعالیمی است که انبیاء الهی به انسان تعلیم داده اند. این در سوره مبارکه انا فتحناست. در سوره مبارکه احزاب می‌فرماید انا ارسلناک شاهدا و مبشرا و نذیرا و داعیا الی الله رسالت پیغمبر دعوت به خداست، این اساس کار است. اون چیزی که به عنوان شاخص میان نظام اسلامی و جامعه
activities. What is the criterion which distinguishes the Islamic community from all other human societies is the very same thing in the first place. The issue of belief or faith in God, belief in of the path that God Almighty has offered mankind for his spiritual and material prosperity. If today the Islamic establishment is facing various, has anything to say in the face of other schools of thought or communities in the world, if it has anything to say against these materialistic systems, if there is anything for us to say in this Islamic establishment, it's because of this very fact, because of faith. Today, mankind is gripped with various predicaments in life due to lack of faith. Therefore, the main criterion is faith. Belief in God and his way and that of the prophets, which is followed by actually putting into practice their teachings, is not only for spiritual perfection. The main fruit of that spiritual teaching is perfection and development of moral values, but it's not only that. The world is a farm for hereafter in our teachings. Therefore, through activities in this world, you can go all the way and perfect yourself. Therefore, spiritual, actually material life also is subject to belief in God. Therefore, faith or belief in God Almighty does not only bring spiritual prosperity, but also material happiness. Believing in God Almighty causes mankind, enables mankind to get his hands on whatever mankind is in need of. That's what the Holy Quran says again, another verse. Meaning, if you invite people, give them religious teachings, and if they put them into practice, then people will reach a level where they will no longer be in need of any other thing. All their needs will be fulfilled in terms of spiritual welfare, mental welfare, the feeling of security and feeling of tranquility. Again, they all come from faith, as the Holy Book says.
يهدي به الناس بعد يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام.
The Holy Book says the ways for health, the ways to attain tranquility and peace, and also peace of mind, these are all taught by the Holy Quran. This is the way that brings mental peace for mankind. That's what the world today is lacking. The material development and progress is there. Technical know-how is progressing. Colossal wealths are at the hands of world societies. Still, there is no peace, there is no tranquility. That's due to the lack of this very basic element in the life of mankind, that is nothing but faith. That's one basic point we learn from the Holy Quran, We in the Islamic establishment, you and I, and all the people from different walks of life, our youths, the generations, the proactive generations moving forward, they want to have a prosperous future for themselves and for the country, for their children. All these people should take heed of this fact, that the basis and the very foundation of everything in the Islamic establishment is based on faith. This should be provided not only in your heart, but also in practice, in your planning, and in all other measures you take. This year, this is the 32nd year that the Islamic establishment has been set up. That is, this is the second year in the decade where it was announced that this is the decade of progress and justice. The slogan of progress and justice is a pivotal slogan. It's a crucial issue. It's a requirement. At this stage, the main objective, the macro policy of our people and that of our officials should be progress and justice. Progress and justice are two demands that mankind requires. Progress means, in terms of science, and what a society, a community needs in the world to reach positive results. And justice means no discrimination between human beings, no injustice, no tyranny. Both of these are among the main demands and the basic and age-old demands of human beings. It has been rooted in history way back. It has always been the basic demands of mankind. Progress, development, and justice. These slogans can be chanted. What matters is when one can put them into action. In the Islamic establishment, the fourth decade is the time, is the right time for action in the direction of getting these slogans fulfilled. Progress can be translated into the action, into the real sense of the world, and justice with the growth that we see in our society through vigilance and insight on the part of our people. People have identified the obstacles, they have set their targets, they know who the friend is, who their enemy is. Our youths have identified their enemies and friends. This way, if a government official is after justice, then he will be able in our society to set the stage for establishment of absolute justice. Of course, this cannot be done in a short, it's not a short-term project. Therefore, this decade is considered as the period for justice and development. Any planning that is made, these two elements must be envisaged in them, both in line with the progress of the society and also in line with justice. The country has great potentialities in all spheres. My respected audience here, we have pulled off great successes in various fields. The ground for a great and fundamental move, a tangible move, whose effect can be felt in people's lives. The stage is set for that. Both in terms of economic infrastructures, we have had great successes. and also when it comes to communication and transportation infrastructures, great strides have been taken.
And
science and knowledge and technical know-how, there is a momentum. There has been a great momentum since a while ago. You can see for yourself in scientific areas, our youths, our academics, now outstanding academics, they have obtained, they have attained a certain level where for a country that through know-how and research they have the country that has been distanced from all these research and scientific activities. You can see that today in your country what we have reached a level where we are placed among the top 10 or let's say even among the top 8 countries in the world. We have in various areas, in biology, in nanotechnology, in space, in various scientific knowledge-based areas, you see that our scientists and specialists who are mostly from among our zealous youths, they have managed to take the country up to this level, to say that Iran is now among the first 8 top countries in the world. Now Iran is among, in such and such category, Iran is among the top 10 countries in the world. This is a great development, great success. This is a great status for our country. In terms of credibility, regional and international credibility, today the Islamic establishment in Iran, and actually the Islamic establishment in our country, enjoys such a great dignity in the eyes of world countries that even our enemies admit that the credibility, the international credibility of the Islamic Republic is regarded as that of the countries at its own level and other countries that can be key players in the region. We can say that Iran ranks first when it comes to international credit and political credibility. At times you hear that there is some propaganda by individuals who can be well defined as short-sighted people. They cannot see their developments accurately. You hear them say that official X in this country or in that country or foreign minister in country Y or another, let's say an international organization, they have said something negative about Iran, and they attribute to that and say that this brings discredit for the Islamic establishment. That's wrong. Today in the eyes of world people and governments, even in the eyes of the enemies, the Islamic Republic has dignity and credibility. It's proven effective on international arena. The presence of the Islamic Republic is a tangible one. It cannot be compared to that of a country where economically or in terms of public wealth they are at the same level of Iran. We cannot be compared to those countries. That means comparing to other countries where economically they are even ahead of Iran, we can see in terms of efficacy, Iran is way ahead of them when compared. In the 30 years experiences, for 30 years, we have learned experiences of serving the people and managing our affairs. Today, our officials enjoy those experiences and the continuation of and also the stability in the Islamic establishment has been has left this great impact that there is condensed and comprehensive experiences that we have gained in dealing with world and regional issues as well as internal issues. We have accumulated all these experiences and we have gained them, and this is a great infrastructure on its own. There is a bright prospect envisioned, that is the 20-year vision or outlook plan of the Islamic establishment. This is an invaluable document. Those governments that come to power with people picking them, they can act based on this 20-year vision. They set their targets, and they can go their way and then leave the rest of the work to the next government. The existence of the 20-year vision document is one of the great possibilities of the serving the Islamic establishment. Another capacity used by the Islamic establishment is that we're using our energetic and highly the youth that have high incentives. They are studying hard, they have high incentives, and they are trying to better understand various issues in various areas, and they're trying their best. They have self-confidence. Today, we feel that among our youths there is a certain kind of self-confidence that was not existent before, and we cannot see such self-confidence among other people so often, politically, socially, and also other areas of knowledge where expertise is needed. You can see that among our young people and among our researchers, when you talk to them about these, you see that based on their self-confidence, they say, yes, we can. They never feel that they're unable to do anything. They feel that they can, they are able. This self-confidence is really valuable for a nation to feel that they can. For years and years, it was inculcated in our minds that you can't. They told our people that you are not able. Politicians in our country, the rulers governing our country before, and those who were mostly in cahoots with the enemies of these people, they mostly inculcated and suggested to our people and our youth that we are not able to do anything. This is all these efforts will go down the drain. That means we should sit down and wait for others to do research, to make progress, and then we will go and beg for this and get it from them. We will never be able to do that. We cannot do it on our own. This was inculcated all the time in our youths and our generation. This was among the beliefs of this people. In my youth, as it was evident in our society, this was the feeling dominant in our society that Iranians can never do anything. Europeans, Americans should pull up progress, and we should follow them and learn from them. The fact that we too can start something and open a window and do something on our own and actually conquer a certain area of development, this was something unbelievable for our nation. Today, it's the other way around. The Iranian youth, there is nothing for them. When you raise any area for Iranian youth, they will never say that they're not able. In technical issues and political areas, whatever is raised among our academics and researchers, and they're, like I said, they're mostly from among our youths, the progresses that are being raised and developments that they have made, the Iranian youths believe that they can. This self-confidence is really important. Self-confidence in our scientific arenas. They have a backing of this national self-confidence, if you will. What I said a few years ago, to the fact that the people need to attain, to achieve this national self-confidence, to believe that we can, through our resolution and through taking the right measures, we can do whatever we want to do. Well, this year we said that this is the year of stronger determination and greater effort. It means more work, more activities. This increased or added efforts means actually this is the idealistic, let's say, way to look at it. Even if it's twofold, threefold, or tenfold, it won't suffice us. But it does not mean that if in an area we cannot work twice as much, if we can do 1.5 less at times as much, we shouldn't lose hope. That means that we need to have greater let's say stronger determination and try to work harder compared to what we did before. This is our slogan this year. These slogans are not only a show, they are not ceremonial, and we should not think that through these slogans only all the problems are going to be solved. No, that's not true. This is not ceremonial. This is the clear path that is shown to us. Last year we said that it was the year for correction of consumption patterns. Today I reiterated on the first day of this new year that correction of the consumption pattern cannot take place in 1 year. That means last year, actually, we said that it was the start of moving toward correcting the pattern of consumption. And, well, this move started, and I cannot say that the consumption pattern is correct. No, that's not right. We are still far away from it. As long as our consumption pattern is not corrected, as long as we don't know how to consume water, electricity, bread, how to spend money, as long as we do not consume them the right way, we don't know the right ways, our problems will remain in place. We need to follow this move toward correcting the consumption pattern. Last year, government officials had their own activities. They did some research, they took some action, but this should not come to a stop. This showed the direction. It was clear that in last year, the issue of correcting the consumption pattern is a crucial matter and that needs to be followed. It must be followed through this year, too. Today, this year, we say stronger determination. It does not only belong to this year. Stronger will does not only refer to Iranian 1389. The year 1389, it also refers to, this is actually the cursor, the like a traffic sign that shows us the way, that we need to have a stronger will. It should not be reduced. We have great, we need to pull off great achievements. We have set high targets. We need to have a stronger will in order to be able to reach what we desire, our goals. We need to also work harder. We need to do greater effort to reach our goals. Of course, last year was an important year for our country. In my opinion, like I said in my Nowruz message, I addressed the Iranian nation. I said that the year 88 was the year of the Iranian people, was the year for a victory of the people of Iran. It was the year for the outstanding presence of the Iranian people in various spheres of life in our country. February 11th. Actually, during the presidential election, people went to the polls, 40 million people, that means 85% turnout, or let's say around 80%. That was the turnout at the presidential elections. This is really important. Undoubtedly, the presence of people is important, plays a role in the legitimacy of an establishment. Those people in the West who find their legitimacy due to the presence of people, basically, and they don't consider any other factors, they can never see such a turnout. During our election in the UK, there was an election with a turnout of around 30% of those eligible voters. You cannot compare 80% and 30%. This popular move and popular presence is of paramount importance. Political analysts of world affairs and issues, they cannot simply put such issues into oblivion. Maybe they do not cover these in their media. Maybe politicians do not reflect these in their words. Maybe they hide these, but in their hearts they know, they realize, they come to realize that these people are sticking to their words. Slogans and confirmation of leaders' remarks. This has been a great move by our people. Our people managed to record this in the history of our country, that after 30 years since the establishment of the Islamic Republic, that is an establishment based on Islam, which is also a republic in nature, these cannot be divided. Those people who separate these from one another, they have not come to recognize the Islamic establishment. After 30 years, these people are still steadfast and they stick to the principles of this revolution and this establishment. In an election, they turn out strongly and cast their ballots. This was a great popular move. In return for this such a great move, the enemies of the Iranian people had their own plans, their own schemes. They started to put them into practice. If it was not for the presence of you people in the presidential election last year, if it had been weak, if it had been a weak turnout, if instead of 40 million people, let's say 30 million people had taken part, then most likely your enemies would have succeeded. The premeditated plans they had, I'm not blaming anyone special, but the geometry of the activities of the enemy, I'm familiar with that, I identify that, I cannot ignore that. Well, their mechanism of their action was clear. The lack of this they have done elsewhere. When arrogant powers are dissatisfied with any government, one of the ways that they have come to learn about and they have put into practice is that they wait, they lie in ambush, let's say, they wait for an election, then in that period they're waiting for the election to come, then if those individuals who come to power and those individuals are not the people they desire, and if their own people that desire to come to power do not come to power, then in a populist move, they try to turn the tide around and they try to drag some people into the scene through pressure They try to create these street riots. What they try to use violence and turn things around. This is a known scheme, a known plot. Death with the US, that's what people are shouting. Death to America.
اگر توجه کنید
death to those who oppose the religious jurisprudence. The slogans against those opposing the religious jurisprudence.
اگر ملاحظه می‌کنید که
if you see that the incidents that happen after the presidential election, if you see that in people's minds, in the minds of independent political analysts who have sharp eyes and senses, if they are attributed to external factors, it's due to this fact. If there is no news of behind what's happening behind the curtains, the info that people who find this information, if they don't have any such information, then when you look at the state of the affairs, you see that this is the job of the enemies, this is the job of the aliens, strangers. An election is held. This is a legitimate action that takes place, and there is a certain result. This result, through violence, they want to change the result. They want to involve certain people, and if necessary, maybe also resort to violence. They create arsons, they put banks on fire, they put buses on fire in order to change this legitimate result. This is against both the canonical law and also it's illegal. It's quite clear that this is guided by people from outside. Such a thing they wanted to achieve in this country. This was a great ordeal for this country. And I'm telling you that it was a great ordeal. There were great lessons for us to learn. And in this ordeal, the people of Iran emerged victorious.
اونها میخواستن مردم رو توجه کنید مردم
میخواستن
اونها مردم رو تقسیم کنن.
They wanted to divide the people into minority and majority.
یک گروهی که برنده
انتخابات that was the winner of the election.
یک گروه هم که
and another group
در انتخابات به نتیجه مطلوب
that has not achieved their desired result. They wanted to make these people oppose one another. They wanted to divide the people. A number of rioters also took to the streets and they tried to create havoc to start this civil war in this country. That's what they were hoping to do. But the people were vigilant. The people were aware. You saw for yourself that on the election day, people were into two groups of 13, 14 million and 20, let's say another group of 24, 5 million. But after a while, not such a long while, these two groups united. They came together and they stood in the face of rioters and protesters and those who the saboteurs. The awareness of the people can be realized at this stage. They wanted to drive a wedge between people. Those ill those people with ill intentions who have been doing anything in their power, anything they could do in the past 30 years, they also found the chance. It was the right time for them. Through their propaganda, they also entered the stage, the scene. They were not able to do anything before that period. If Americans and British and the Zionists, if they were able to, if they had been able to bring their soldiers into Iranian streets, they would have done that if they could. If it was possible for them, through individuals of those, their mercenaries from outside, if they could use them and lead the state of affairs the way they wanted to, they would have done that. But they knew that this would be to their detriment. The only thing that they could do is to push their way through adverse propaganda and also through world politics, try to support rioters and protesters. Presidents of arrogant countries, they also got themselves involved. Street rioters, those people who vandalized public property and they wanted to show that they exist that way, they called those saboteurs the people of Iran, so that in their hope they could change the state of affairs and show that image they wanted to show of our people to world people. But they failed. The last blow people dealt to them on the February 11th demonstration, this was the work, this what the Iranian people did on February 11th was a great thing. Also, in another occasion, also, people took to the streets and showed their solidarity. And all those who voted to any individual, any of the candidates, when they saw that the enemy is there on the scene, and when they got to realize the sinister designs of the enemy, then those individuals, they revise and they change their minds toward the people they were optimistic about before. They came to realize the right way of the Islamic establishment. On February 11th, people entered the stage, the scene, with only one same slogan. They tried so hard in order to create this rift among the people, but they failed to do so. And our people stood firm. This was the victory on the part of our people. People are offering their life to their leader. People say that they are prepared. Thank you so much. Please pay attention. From the presidential election until February 11th demonstration, there has been a period full of honor for the people of Iran. This is a lesson. It created new awareness, a new chapter for on the part of our people's insight. On the same ground, we need to move forward. Now, there is stronger determination and greater effort for this year, like we said, stronger will and greater effort All activities must be based on these from now on. There are various areas. We should not waste time every year that has lapsed after the Islamic revolution victory. In every month, and let's say even every day, it has time is of value, of essence, and we should not lose our opportunities. Maybe in 8 months in the last Iranian year, in the year 88, when there was this divisive activities and some minds were occupied, maybe some of our projects have remained half finished. It must be compensated. The move should be a rapid one. There are different areas to mention in knowledge and research in the first place. Our universities and research centers in all spheres, experimental sciences, humanities, in all sectors where the country requires, they need to have stronger determination in all their activities. They need to set their targets farther and bear them in mind. They need to do more work, more intensive work. I just said that our youths, they should set their determination. If they should have this in mind, after one or two decades, their country should turn into a source of knowledge and science for world scientists. Therefore, stronger will and greater effort in the area of knowledge, stronger will and more efforts in optimized use of our resources and possibilities, of all those that can help us construct the country and develop the country in the future time, or anything that could bring more welfare to people's life these days. That means what one of the bases is actually the correction of consumption pattern, the correct use of water. Today, we are not consuming water the right way, in the optimized way. Last year, I talked about the correction of the consumption pattern. Researchers in our country, they reported that if the water that is consumed in our country, if 10% of this amount of water that is being consumed, if this 10% is economized, then this will be enough for the whole drinking consumption and also for industrial use that we require. That means 90% of the water in this country is being used in the wrong way in the field of agriculture. It's being wasted. If only we save 10% of water for industrial and also for drinking, anything apart from agricultural activities, if we only economize for 10% in agriculture, that means that would be enough for drinking. It will double drinking water and also industrial, the water we need in our industries. This is really important. Also, the consumption of power, electricity is important, and other energy sources, gasoline and other kinds of fuel. This the bill on targeted subsidies bear all these into mind. This is of paramount importance. I recommend both the executive and the judiciary in the presence of you people that they need to cooperate in this important issue. They need to help one another. On one side, when you look at the executive branch, the burden is there on the shoulder of the executive branch. The government needs to put all these into practice. Therefore, all other government branches, also including the legislative, they need to help the government, the executive branch. And the other, on the other side, the government, the executive branch, they need to pay respect to what has been ratified in Parliament, which is legal now, and act accordingly. All government branches need to move shoulder to shoulder. They need to join forces, and God will be with you when you are together. Optimize the use of our potentialities and resources, and optimize the use of all these resources, of all what we have. And most of them are unfortunately being wasted, and they are being used the wrong way. Therefore, stronger will and greater effort must be directed at bringing more quality, higher quality to our domestic products. This is another basic thing to do. Today we have our own domestic, great domestic products, both in industry and in agriculture. We need to also take heed of the quality. The quality needs to be increased. Consumers should feel that what is being produced in their country by the Iranian worker is either better in quality compared to the foreign-made goods, or it stands at the same level. Therefore, the promotion of upgradation of quality is important. Like I said, stronger will and greater effort should be also directed at bringing better health. In the fifth development plan, this should be given special attention to, and also in various planning, executive plans, in various bodies of the government, to provide people health. Part of it is physical education for the public. I've recommended it several times, and I'm recommending it now again, that physical education for everyone is necessary. Good health and fitness, let's say, and also health, better health helps you with better work. Stronger will and greater and more work in investment, in creating work, in entrepreneurial activities. There are many people who have great capitals, and they don't know how to actually spend and how to actually make the right investments. Again, that slogan of correction of consumption patterns is true. Instead of investing in productive areas, they invest in luxury. They make foreign trips that are of no use. They just waste their money. And sometimes it also creates corruption. They have an excuse for bringing luxury items to home and renewing them, home furniture, such things. You waste your money that way. You can invest it in the right way. We have the means and tools for that nowadays. By the bourses that we have in our country, we can make right investments. Everyone is able to put their money to work. Another important issue that requires a stronger determination and more work is production of thought, reading books, increasing your general knowledge in various areas, the free thinking seeds that we just recommended that to have them in our seminaries and our universities, this can bring fluid current of thought in our society. And what's on top of all, stronger will and greater effort in the fight against poverty and the campaign against corruption and campaign against injustice. These are what we face. People, officials should all try. Of course, we have our own challenges. We have obstacles. We're not a people who... We have our enemies. Those nations have no enemies who do not exist at all. A nation that has its own ideals, its own goals, they naturally have their own enemies. Of course, enemies are different from one another. The U.S. administration also has its own enemies in the world, but the enemies of the U.S. administration, who are they? World nations are the enemies of the U.S. government. They are the ones who hate. They are the ones who are who loathe the U.S. administration. And why? It's because the U.S. government has this record of aggression against world nations since 50, 60 years ago. It's there in the record. The slogan of death to America. In the course of the past 50 years, the governments in the U.S., they have militarily attacked nearly 60 countries in the world. It's no joke. Therefore, the U.S. has its own enemies. The Islamic Republic has its own enemies too. But who are the enemies of the Islamic establishment? The arrogant powers, the Zionist capitalists, the enemies of mankind, the spying at the espionage intelligence machines who are brutal, those are the enemies of the Islamic establishment. Yes, the enemies do exist, and they are active. They're trying, and people and our officials must remain aware and vigilant. They should make their own calculations, and they need to act with planning and with bravery. They should be wise. They need to be wise. People say that they are ready for an order for jihad. We both need wisdom and bravery. If we are not brave enough, and if we are affected by the greatness of arrogant powers, if we lose our morale, then we will fail. This is one of the things that they do. They simply try to frown. They try to trample upon people's rights. In return, if you're not brave enough, then if government officials, if they're not able, in face of such games and such arrogant shows, if they cannot stand on their own and move forward, they will fail, and they will also make people fail. They need to be brave. At the same time, we need to be wise. Well, wisdom and prudence means getting to know about what's on the agenda of the enemy and making the right decision to counteract. The enemy appears in different forms. Today, you see that
ملت ایران و نظام جمهوری اسلامی
against the Iranian people and the Islamic establishment. We see the Zionists, we see the U.S. government. Sometimes they appear in the form of a wolf, sometimes in the form of a fox. Sometimes they look violent and arrogant. Sometimes they look in a different way, in a deceptive way. We should pay attention. Last year, in the same great gathering on the first day of the Iranian New Year, I told you, respected people, that in the face of the comments of the new President of the United States of America, who says, we have extended our hand, the hand of friendship, with our sharp eyes, we said that we were follow things. We'll see, we'll come to realize to see if this hand is really stretched for friendship, if the intention behind is really a friendly one or an amicable one, which is appearing in friendly words. This is very important for us. Last year I said, if they have velvet gloves and they have a metal hand underneath, covered by that with that velvet cloth, or let's say glove, we will never accept to clinch that hand. If with a smile that they have on their face, and if they hide a dagger behind them at the same time, we know we see these things. Unfortunately, what happened was what we had guessed. The U.S. government, actually the new U.S. administration and the new president, with all the claims of being interested in having just and fair right relations, they wrote letters and they sent messages, and they said in their loudspeakers, and they echoed us in their private meetings also, that they are willing to normalize actually their relations with the Islamic Republic, but unfortunately in practice they did vice versa. In the 8 months period after the presidential election in Iran, they adopted the worst possible stance. The U.S. president, he called those street riders as civil rights activists, putting fire to banks, setting fire on buses, and beating up the pedestrians, the passers-by, and beating up sisters and mothers of families of martyrs just because they're wearing this Islamic veil, and setting fire to a young person's motorcycle just because he's wearing a beard. This is called civil movement. Slogan of death to Obama. You talk of human rights, you speak of democracy. Then you call the great move of the people in the election, in their pick, in their turnout. You don't see these things. You ignore them. Then you take the side of a bunch of rioters, and you call this civil rights movement. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? They claim that we back human rights. We feel responsible for human rights. You are not in a position to talk to anyone regarding human rights. In which one of your moves in the past few years did you bring about any change compared to what you did in the past? In Afghanistan, did you reduce the massacre? Did you reduce your interference in Iraq. The disastrous massacre of people in Gaza, didn't you support for that? Didn't you support that? And now you're talking of supporting human rights. One more time, I want to announce that those governments that they have this arrogant feeling, this arrogant appearance, if those governments want to deal with the Iranian people, with the Iranian officials, they should know on behalf of the Iranian people and on behalf of the Iranian officials that I'm telling them that they are condemned. They are not accepted. You cannot speak of inclination to peace and friendship, but at the same time plan conspiracies and try to create division in your assumption to try to hurt the Islamic or harm the Islamic establishment. But our people are aware, our officials are vigilant. This is called prudence. This is called wisdom. Wisdom means you need to watch closely the moves and the thoughts of your enemy to see what they're about to do. In the cover of a wolf, in the cover of a fox, in either way, the eyes of the Iranian people will always watch them. They shouldn't remain unheeded. We need to be vigilant in our decision-making. And God willing, we will make wise decisions, the interests of our people, we'll prior to the frowns on the face of our enemies. We'll never let go of that. What is required for the progress of our country, we will do that. And we are sure and we know that our people will be victorious as they have been in the past 30 years. Our enemies, in the past 30 years, what they did to our people, they have all failed. They have never been able to harm or hurt the Islamic establishment in any way. They never managed to take people away from the Islamic establishment. And this will remain to continue. This will be the same way in the future. And with the blessing of God, the destiny of the people of Iran will be progress and victory, and the fate of our enemies will be backwardness and defeat. Let's ask God Almighty to hold us, to help us keep steadfast to the teaching of the Holy Quran. We ask God Almighty to let our hearts always bow down to His presence and teachings, and we want Him to bestow the prayers of.
Okay, live from the holy city of Mashhad, you have Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei addressing crowds of people there, this being the first day of the Persian New Year or Nowruz. To give some structure of the highlights that I'm about to tell you, we're going to start with the criteria, one of the main criteria that he set forward, which was faith and belief, in which he said that this year, the year of further ambition and further endeavor, is what this year has been called by Iran's leader. And he said he hoped the great Iranian nation and officials to pay closer attention to these goals through more ambition and work, which at its base would have faith and a belief. Talked about last year's slogan, which was consumption and how the Iranian nation should go about that. Also touched upon previous year in terms of the Iranians and how they came out regarding the 10th presidential elections, and thanked again the Iranian people for that, and how great an achievement that was, which then led into how the West used the post-election events and fueled it by plotting hatches inside Iran, in which they failed. Two of the highlights on that would be the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that happened on February 11th, citing that as a great defeat for the West. And finally, at the end, said the United States last year extended a hand on Nowruz, but the past year has showed that that indeed was not a genuine act, slamming the West for their track record on human rights, and gave an example of Gaza as being non-action from their half as proof of that.